is Orlando, almost all year round. Pretty awesome.
I may start off the day amusing myself in a park, but there is much more to Orlando than meets the eye. We have 12 hours to see what this city's got, so we better get moving.
Hi. I am a woman with a mission. Mm-hmm. I was told the Anzac cookies are fantastic.
They are.
I must have one.
Well, this is the original Anzac right here. It stands for Australia New Zealand Army Corps. Oh. Basically, wives and girlfriends used to send them to soldiers during World War I. Okay. And it's kind of a traditional cookie in Australia and New Zealand.
It's just right. I think I'll sit here, wait for my friends. You know, Rachel, Ross, Monica, Chandler. So tell me about this area.
It's called the Milk District because there's a factory across the street. It's a bunch of mom and pop shops. So
can't wait to try it on. This is all great quality. Everything is like top notch. Super awesome. Like really good stuff. This is one busy market. And let me tell you, it's big, it's lively. People look super happy. It's a great way to spend your Sunday. What do you think of a Thanksgiving sandwich? What would we put in it?
Dressing.
Green bean casserole.
I love me some stuffing.
Half a bratwurst, a little bit of chicken, some steak, and
I don't know about all of that, so we might have to consult the experts at Pom Pom's Tea House on their unique take on a feast of a sandwich.
So what's in this Thanksgiving sandwich?
It has cream cheese, gouda, chutney, turkey, mashed potato, and stuffing, all in two pieces of bread. Press.
I think I'm gonna have to take off my sweater for this one.
I think you do.
Ooh, that's pretty awesome right there. It's not Thanksgiving if there's no gravy. It's all the hominess of Thanksgiving. Splash done with cream cheese and gouda. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Hi, welcome to iFly.
They say you should wait 20 minutes after eating before swimming. Let me tell you, you should definitely wait an hour after eating a Thanksgiving sandwich before you do this.
It's exhilarating. You just want to laugh the entire way. It's so hard to control your body after every tiny little movement just has an impact.
Back from the air to land, I'm in dire need for some farm to table. Enter the Rusty Spoon.
So everything is organic and locally sourced. Did you find something you like?
I did.
Okay.
I am a sucker for carpaccio, so I'm gonna have to get that.
Okay.
And the ravioli.
Good choice.
Yes, right here. Thank you. Local beef, local greens. I mean,
ravioli.
Is that for me?
That is for you, your lady.
Yeah, thank you. And it's one large ravioli. That's what we got. Love it. You know, I've been all over the world, and this, my friends, is a well-prepared ravioli. Period.
Back in the Milk District, right next to Etoile, beer enthusiasts flock to Milk Bar for a selection that starts local but knows no boundaries.
This is Old Res People from the North Coast in California, one of my favorite beers.
Okay. I ate, I shopped, I flew, I met great people. Now, this is the Orlando I never knew I always loved.